WJAN, Radio Atlantic.
AJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. And at 7:07, we have fair to clear skies and 69 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 82. Winds southwest this morning, shifting to the northwest this afternoon at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Three people were injured during a collision on Interstate 29 just south of the Mondamin exit in Harrison County Saturday, according to the Iowa State Patrol. A 2013 Chrysler driven by 35-year-old Junior Bella Solo of Des Moines was southbound on I-29 at around 7:50 p.m. near mile marker 89. When the car drove onto the west shoulder and struck the rear of a 2019 Toyota Camry that was parked on the shoulder with a flat tire. Following the impact, the Chrysler went across both lanes of traffic and came to rest on the east shoulder of the road against the cable guardrail. Solo suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was transported to the Missouri Valley Hospital by Mondamin EMS. The driver of the Toyota, 35-year-old Abjit Ball of Omaha, also suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was transported to the hospital by Missouri Valley EMS. A front seat passenger in the Toyota, 28-year-old Kanika Dewan of Omaha, was flown from the scene by LifeNet to UNMC in Omaha. All three of the injured were wearing their seatbelts. The accident remains under investigation. The Highway Patrol was assisted at the scene by the Harrison County Sheriff's Department. Also in the news, long-term plans are for portions of Interstate 80 in Iowa to expand to six lanes. Stuart Anderson is the director of the Transportation Development Division at the Iowa DOT. He says some areas freight hauled by semis accounts for 40% of the traffic on I-80.
There are some areas that will require six-lane improvements, primarily in eastern Iowa initially. The commission has programmed some funding to do some of that work east of Iowa City. Continuing all the way to Davenport and the Illinois River, we'll be looking at making those improvements eventually and probably working its way to Des Moines. Western Iowa, the traffic's a little lower, so that will take some time. But definitely I-80 and even I-35 in some stretches will need some major improvement.
You may notice some new bridge decks in eastern Iowa have been widened, and Anderson said bridges have a very long lifespan, so bridge work on I-80 is being done with the future in mind. He says transportation planners are also tracking how automated vehicles that drive themselves may impact the interstates that run through Iowa.
That could alleviate some of those capacity needs as you have vehicles that can drive closer together, maybe a little narrower lanes. So that might really have some influence here in the next 20 years as well.
But to deal with current capacity issues, drivers in eastern Iowa are noticing the ongoing project to rehabilitate and widen the interstate that feeds into I-80 near Coralville.
Interstate 380 corridor between Cedar Rapids and Iowa City has been a real priority corridor because of the huge demand with commuting traffic and safety issues.
Anderson says that interchange is being built to handle future projects that would add lanes to I-80 in that area.
The I-80, I-380 interchange is a really good example of an important project because of the freight movement on that corridor. The existing interchange just had really challenges with weavy movements that caused problems for semi-trucks.
About 4,500 bridges in Iowa are rated in poor condition and in need of repairs and upgrades. Anderson said state officials have been using part of that money from the state gas tax increase that took effect in early 2015 to fix bridges.
We now just have 32 poor condition bridges on the state system.
He says bridges rated in poor condition are still safe for traffic, but have issues that need to be addressed. The DOT does an in-depth review of the state's transportation system every 5 years and will submit that report to the governor and legislators later this year. Anderson made his comments during a recent appearance on Iowa PBS. The Cass County Local Food Policy Council, or CCLFPC, reports that they've expanded their 2021 Farmers Market coupons to be used at approved farm stands for the remainder of this year, although the printed coupons indicate they are only redeemable at farmers markets in Cass County. As of September 2nd, the coupons will also be redeemable at approved Cass County farm stands. The coupons were distributed at schools, food pantries, and other events throughout the summer and were originally designed to be redeemed at one of the four Cass County farmers markets, including the Atlantic Farmers Markets, Anita Farmers Market, Produce in the Park, and the Lewis Farmers Market at 3HO. As of September, only Produce in the Park and the Lewis Farmers Market remain open, and the Cass County Local Food Policy Council is hoping to have more coupons redeemed. Therefore, the CCLFPC is now allowing the 2021 Farmers Market coupons to be used at approved farm stands. In order to accept the coupons, a farm stand needs to fill out a simple application available through Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig by email, the address to which is in the same story on our news page at KJAN.com, or from the Cass County Iowa State University Extension Office in Atlantic. That application ensures the farm stand will only agree to accept coupons during specified business hours for produce grown on their farm. Farm stands accepting coupons will be advertised on the CCLFPC Facebook page at Cass County Local Food. People without access to Facebook can call or email Brigham Hoig. Her number is 712-249-5870 for a list of approved stands. The coupons will continue to be accepted at the two Cass County Farmers Markets open this fall. Reminder, Produce in the Park is held in Atlantic at the City Park from 4:30 until 6:30 p.m. every Thursday evening through October 14th. And the Lewis Farmers Market is held at 3HO 201 First Street in Lewis from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. every Tuesday and Thursday evening through October 14th. That is a check of our news this hour. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, Council Bluffs, Greenfield, and Walnut.